The University of Detroit Mercy presents another brand new episode of Ask the Professor. Today's program was recorded using Zoom video conferencing technology.
University Tower chimes, ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. He really, really likes things covered in chocolate. It's Professor Jason Roach.
Hey, glad to be here. I hope I'm not muted. Am I muted?
You are not muted.
All right, then I'm glad to be here, and I do like covered in chocolate. You are correct.
You are not in the cone of silence.
You're not in the cone of silence. You just got to be careful if you're doing the chocolate in your hand, Jason. You don't get it on your nice Steelers jersey, you know?
That's right.
Or you got to wear the other jersey, Jason. Other jersey.
Other one?
Yeah, the black one, so you can hide it easier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. The home jersey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blends in more. So, Matt, do you have your Halloween display up? My kids love driving past Halloween displays, and I'm wondering if yours is up.
So I do have my 12.5-foot skeleton in the front yard this year, and it's been getting a lot of drive-bys, I can tell you that. But we're not going full scale. It's just a little bit too much. I have a couple things, and if you want to drive by, feel free, because I'll come out and I'll let them like pose with the skeleton and stuff like that. Just let me know if you want to stop by.
So, Matt, are you also going to leave that skeleton up for a while too, you know, for your Thanksgiving skeleton, then Jack Skellington, and then – right. Easter skeleton. I mean, just leave it up all year.
No, I can't wait to see the skeleton with a Santa hat and a sack of toys.
Exactly.
Just like Jack Skellington.
Uh-huh.
For Christmas. Absolutely. That, of course, is the commentary, the joyful commentary of Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What's the holiday that you do like to go all out for, Jim?
Oh, Christmas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
That's big time.
You're our resident Christmas Carol lyric memorizer, so I knew something like that was coming. Professor Stephen Manning is also here with us today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So what's going on in your life, Stephen? Usually we start with the things that are behind you, but it's just sort of very domestic behind you right now. So
you're getting a real sage-like head of hair now, I have to say.
Well, it started, of course, with the governor's order that we couldn't get haircuts, and it just continued after that. I actually saw a guy yesterday that I saw in June or something, and it took him a while to recognize me.
So, wow.
Last night, I had a dream. First, I don't dream very much, but I had a dream last night of my former, I guess he's still my barber, the guy who used to cut my hair back in February. I had a dream about this guy, and I went in. He would always say, he would do the same thing every time. He would say, well, what are we doing today? So in the dream, he said the same thing, and I said, I have no idea. You know, you tell me. Weird dream.
I hope that it is a bringer of positive things and not a harbinger of negative things.
Thank you.
Depending on how your haircut goes is what
Of course, some of us are jealous at how much hair you can grow.
Also true.
I had an exchange with my brother who has little hair, but he claimed he could have hair. He just chose to have short hair, which is not the case.
Right.
He's bald.
Professor, he's aerodynamic.
Heather, yeah, exactly. Professor Heather Hill is here with us today as well.
Hello. How are you?
I'm getting used to your sort of like Zoom background, Heather.
Yeah, I need to curate my space, but since I'm not teaching, I'm not too worried about it.
No, it looks like at a moment's notice, you're going to grab something off the shelf and start paging through it. It's academic. It's great.
The union contract.
Oh,
okay. You were talking about Trader Joe's. I always get the cinnamon brooms every time. I don't know if that counts as a Halloween decoration or not.
But it sort of does. You know, they had a few of them this year, Heather, out because they had a number of things that could weather well. Out in the line, and they had about 20 of those cinnamon brooms. You couldn't be within a mile of those brooms and not smell the cinnamon. They're wonderful. It's a great, great smell. A
couple of them in the house.
That's awesome.
We need one for every room, but I have been told that's not allowed.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Professor Dave Chow is here with us as well.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. So what awesome travails are you involved in these days?
I am working on a job right now for somebody in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I'm just drawing lots and lots of things. It's like for finding seniors who are lost. Odd project, but yeah, it's work. So I can't complain. Yeah. So I haven't slept much as usual, but you know, it's like I sleep less now than when I taught.
Really?
Yes. So I can't complain.
But you kind of run with it, Dave. I'm afraid that if you slept too much, that we'd never see you again or something.
I am a vampire.
Professor Mara Livesey is here with us today.
Hello.
Hello, hello. You are just like on your couch enjoying Friday afternoon.
Oh, you know it. It's been a week.
And wait a minute. Why are you cat-free today?
Oh, they're around.
Oh, they're here.
Okay.
They're just mellow. Oh, I see.
Ah, gotcha.
You're in their space today.
Gotcha.
I'm in their space. They're soaking up the sunlight.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, I'm like, wait a minute. Who is this person without a cat?
Yeah, Mia's asleep on my desk over here.
Uh-huh.
They're never too far from their mother.
Yeah, they'll get hungry soon enough, right?
I was very lucky to receive an email from Mara right before the show. The subject line of the email was, "Let's do drugs next Friday." I can't wait to meet a special consultant for your How Drugs Work class next week.
I'm so excited. We had one guest visitor already in class, and the kids just loved it. They're going to love hearing you talk.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. I've learned a lot actually last year, I learned a lot about the rogue chemists that are synthesizing the opioids that have permeated our suburban society, and the connection back to the labs in China is actually really disturbing.
The fentanyl and carbfentanyl?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Now, which drugs are you going to demonstrate in this visit next Friday?
I'll have to get back to you. Of course, Ask the Professor will basically be occurring right after that. So we'll have
exactly. That's why I asked.
I must have forgotten to mention the part where a live demonstration was required.
Oh, my God.
When I did your CSI Detroit class, there were no drugs involved. So what was up with that?
I was going to use that as my segue to introduce Professor Beth Oldjar. Now, you came and did the real heavy lifting, which was at the very beginning of the semester, considering the course was made up of mostly non-physical science majors. And we were talking about induction and deduction, if I remember correctly. So these people wanted to go work for Homeland Security and ATF. And I mean, a good dose of actually understanding the scientific method always helps.
Well, and as I just told my intro students not too long ago, Sherlock Holmes is not doing deduction. Don't believe him when he tells you that. This is kind of a pet peeve of mine. It really bugs me.
Elementary, right? Elementary.
Well, and in the Cumberbatch show, he always claims to be doing deductions, and I always grit my teeth a little bit. Like, no, you're really not. It's not deductive.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. That's why I brought you into that class. Set these people straight from the get-go.
It's a philosophical sounding word that Arthur Conan Doyle happened to like.
Right, exactly.
So he used it a lot.
Like Quidjibo.
Quidjibo. Yeah. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us questions in a number of ways. Feel free to email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook or Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We've got some listener questions today. Dear panelists, following up on a submission I sent back in June, I've gotten back into my usual groove of coming up with a list of 15 movies and members of their cast. I'll provide 5 names of actors. It'll be up to the panelists to come up with the name of the movie that they were all in together.
So these are fun.
Yeah, these are fun. I'll defer to Professor Miles' astute judgment. Those words have never appeared in that order in print as to what he
astute
of a well, past as relates movie. To Matt.
And it oh, is. Okay.
But it says, please enjoy the great Julie Elder, our listener from Poughkeepsie, New York.
All right.
Thanks for sending us questions, Julie. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Coming to America. I'll get that out of the way, Jason. Come on, let's just get it out of the way.
And the upcoming sequel, right, Jason? I've been seeing a lot of advertising about that. So.
I mean, so direct to it used to be a bad thing to go direct to TV or direct to Netflix or whatever, but now it's pretty standard.
Yeah, they got to make their money back somehow.
That's right.
Best TV shows are on Netflix and Amazon now, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so now you remember, just as a little bit of a heads up here, that Julie does a really good job of kind of dropping one or two of the leads from the list to really make you think, when were those people actually working together? For instance.
Hi, Jupiter.
That was awesome. Totally awesome. Okay, how about Joyce Boulafon, Peter Graves, Jimmy Walker, Jill Whalen, Lloyd Bridges?
Airplane.
Yeah. Yeah. Airplane.
I'm totally serious. And don't call me Shirley.
All I have to say is it has become the rite of passage ever since my niece begged my brother and sister-in-law, this has to be my rite of passage when I turn 13. And they're like, okay. And then she's carried that forward to all of my kids. So Lorenzo turns 13 in February and he's like, I can't wait to watch Airplane. I'm like, that should be a good thing you're looking forward to.
So at what age do the Mayo kids get Blazing Saddles? I mean,
that's a good question, but we're going to hold off on that.
Okay. All right.
Could not make that movie now.
Could not. You could not. This one's going to be tough. We're ramping up the difficulty. I will write a quiz this way. Nathan Lane, Ossie Davis, Abe Vigoda, Meg Ryan, Robert Stack.
Is that like Joe versus the Volcano or something like that?
Joe versus the Volcano. That's what it is. I cannot believe you knew that. But
Abe Vigoda.
Now, that was a Tom Hanks vehicle.
Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, I think it was her first movie after Sleepless in Seattle, I think, possibly.
That was a good movie.
It was.
Love that movie.
Try this one on for size. Bruno Kirby, Dabney Coleman, Hugh Laurie, Gina Davis, and the voice of Michael J. Fox.
Ghost?
Cutthroat Island.
No.
The voice. Frighteners?
Hold on.
It is a mixed live-action animated.
Run through them again one more time, Matt.
Bruno Kirby, Hugh Laurie, Gina Davis, and the voice of Michael J. Fox.
Ooh. Gina Davis, I'm thinking like Beetlejuice maybe, but no, that's not it.
Not Beetlejuice. How about if I do the giveaway clue, which is Michael J. Fox voiced a mouse in this movie?
Stuart Little?
It's Stuart Little, yeah. Stuart Little. Nothing like the voice of probably at that point someone in their 40s or 50s for a little boy mouse. This one is pretty obvious. I mean, I probably shouldn't preface it that way, but James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, and of course, Carrie Fisher.
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
Yep, Heather got it. Heather's on a tear now. Blues Brothers.
We're getting the band back together.
Actually, there was a really good joke online this last week where someone had manipulated one of their Halloween decoration skeletons in the front yard to be flipping its middle finger up. And someone said, title this Halloween prop. And the winner was like, this is like the Carrie Fisher Halloween prop. But I thought that was actually a good way to remember her by. How about Bob Hope, Lyndon B. Johnson, Dick Clark, Haley Joel Osment, Gary Sinise?
Oh, it's got to be the one.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Yep, Forrest
Wow.
Gump. Was Lyndon B. Johnson really in the movie as an actor? That's
Lyndon B. Johnson was the giveaway.
Yes. Not exactly the biggest name in Hollywood history.
No.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, in which each of the eight professors participating in this recording session were connecting to each other from different locations. Thanks to Zoom video conferencing technology. As we welcome in the new year of 2021, please join us as we enjoy some wonderful Ask the Professor New Year's Eve memories from more than 35 years ago. It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Does our panel have anything appropriate to say as we launch ourselves into 1984?
I think that as we face a new year, we should all realize that nothing is really going to improve. Or as my father used to say when I was but a child, cheer up, George. Things will get worse.
The worst is yet to come.
We have the same father. Yes.
He was right, of course.
Yes. Sarah, any words of wisdom?
No, I can't think of any.
In Latin.
Well, that was good. No. I like that.
That was good. That was
life
good.
Life is harsh and complex, and
and that's why we like it.
Oh, yes. Life is wonderful, well, and you should be having a good time
all the
time.
Yes.
Old
acquaintances.
Yes.
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
Not so loud.
We can't do this.
Nine, well, we big brother eight, is watching. Seven, six.
And we've got questions from Julie Elder from Poughkeepsie, New York. I'll provide five names of actors. It'll be up to the panelists to come up with the name of the movie that they were all in together. How about this one? Martin Mull, Harvey Fierstein, Sally Field, Pierce Brosnan. But it's not a James Bond movie.
This is Doubtfire.
This is Doubtfire.
Heck yeah.
Oh, Heather, look at you go. Jeez.
Nice.
Pierce Brosnan getting beamed, too, was worthwhile. So
it was worthwhile. How about, and we've already actually, I believe it was before we started recording, but we're going to say it anyway. The voices of Paul Rubens, Danny Elfman, Catherine O'Hara, Chris Sarandon.
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah.
Oh.
One of the all-time favorites. The 8-year-old gave me lip the other day because I'm like, have you actually ever sat down and watched that movie? And he's like, "Gah, yeah." Sorry I asked. How about John Mahoney, Danny Aiello, Olympia Dukakis, Nicolas Cage?
Oh, Moonstruck. Moonstruck, yeah.
Moonstruck, yes. We've got some people who really know their movies on this panel. This is awesome.
Well, especially the scene where Nicolas Cage says, I'm in love with you. She slaps him and goes,
slaps him, snap out of it.
I mean, there's definitely a cutoff point for all of your Nicolas Cage needs. There's sort of like that Nicolas Cage era, and then the like, I was Oscar bait and now I don't care about what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I know about Nicolas Cage. All I know is like National Treasure, like all these like.
That's an okay movie. I mean,
yeah, Raising Arizona. Right.
Oh, Raising Arizona is a classic.
Yes, Raising Arizona is great. Leaving Las Vegas is good too.
There you go. See,
just don't go Con Air on me. That's all.
No, I liked Con Air. I thought it was very good. He's sort of so put upon throughout the entire movie, like you know.
Who was the bad guy in Con Air again? I can't. Was it Malkovich? Okay. See, I always get Con Air and Face Off mixed up. I don't know why.
I thought that was okay too.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought Face Off was pretty good.
Yeah, it was an interesting premise.
Swapping faces with Travolta. Like, oh.
How about Jude Law, Tilda Swinton, Willem Dafoe, F. Murray Abraham, Ralph Fiennes?
Wow.
Oh.
They're not all in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, are they?
No, but that's a good guess.
Jim, you still with us? You channeling this?
I'm thinking.
Pretty fine.
I believe I could give a giveaway, but I don't want to do it if it's on the tip of Jim's tongue.
No, it isn't.
It's off now.
I'm thinking through some options here.
Ralph Fiennes, what, like, The Avengers, a James Bond movie.
Were they all in The English Patient?
No, that's a very good guess. That's good. Yeah. It's getting closer. It's one of those quirky comedies. It's about a building. The name of the movie is a building. This isn't helping. It's the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, Wes Anderson.
Yes.
I love that movie.
That's
I
right.
Yes. Unhand my lobby boy.
That was a gorgeously done movie.
It was.
You know what that movie it sticks in my mind for? I don't know if I could have gotten that one right, but the color palette of everything that appears in that movie is so
beautiful,
rich. How about, here we go. I'm looking at you, Professor Roach. Steve Carroll, Paul Rudd, Fred Willard, Christina Applegate.
Oh, it's got to be Anchorman, right?
Yep, the legend of Ron Burgundy. Absolutely. Okay, how about John Lovitz, Lori Petty, Harry Shearer, Gina Davis, and Madonna?
Oh, A League of Their Own.
Susan?
A League of Their Own, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, League of Their Own.
Yeah, because Lori Petty's what? Then Tank Girl was about it, right? I mean... Mm-hmm.
But Harry Shearer and John Lovitz, I want to say they were like the broadcasters in that movie. They were like the radio announcers or something like that.
Lovitz was a scout.
Oh, he was a scout.
That's right. And what was Harry Shearer? Was he the announcer then?
He might have been, yeah.
I can't remember what he did in that movie. Mm-hmm.
There's no crying in baseball.
Another Tom Hanks.
All the time in my house, whether we're playing baseball or not. You want the kids to stop crying? Buddy, there's no crying in baseball.
Dirt in the skirt.
That's right. That's right. Okay, try this one on for size. The voices of Cheech Marin, Bob Costas, Armie Hammer, Tony Shalhoub, and John Ratzenberger.
Cars.
Yeah, but you got to give me a number there.
Cars 2?
It wasn't Cars 2, so...
Cars 1 or Cars 3?
It was Cars 3, but you know, you jumped on Cars so quickly. I got to give you credit for that.
Well, the John Ratzenberger, he's in all the Pixar ones, so...
That's right. That's exactly right. How about Owen Wilson, Blythe Danner, Ben Stiller, Barbara Streisand, and I think a little bit of a giveaway, Robert De Niro?
Meet the Fockers.
Yes. In concert. Wow, that's amazing. Nice.
They're playing in a concert?
No, I mean, the people said it in concert. Doing it all at the same time.
Dad joke.
Thanks.
How about Renee Zellweger, Jerry O'Connell, Detroit Lions' own Wayne Fonts and Herman Moore, and Jonathan Lipnicki?
You had me at hello.
What?
Oh, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Wayne Fonts was in Jerry Maguire?
Played himself. Wayne Fonts. Played a coach, I should say.
Oh, okay. Good. He didn't play the love interest? I'm shocked. All I can think about is the one draft year where he had the just gigantic stogie in the Free Press cover picture. And I'm like, we just drafted another quarterback. Fantastic. No comment. Okay, profs. We're going deep down the rabbit hole into all the things that the Burroughs family sends us. It's time for ATP favorites.
And Jupiter standing at attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Posing seductively.
Oh, she heard you.
Oh, sorry, Jupiter.
Good Fluffy.
Is there a way that you can answer the question of what is your favorite movie monster is what we have here. Movie monster. It's a good question. There's got to be something out there.
King Kong.
King Kong is good. Yeah. Yeah.
So many good ones. How do you pick? And then which one makes it a favorite? Which one can you classify as a monster? Are there people who could be characterized as a monster?
Yeah, I was thinking of Louise Fletcher in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She was pretty good at being a monster.
Well, I see what he did there. He put up a picture of Ming the Merciless.
No. I'm a Gamera fan.
Oh, a Gamera fan. Okay.
The Gamera flying turtle with the the flames coming out of the legs. Which always creeped me out, but anyway,
I think the alien in Alien.
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good
Predator.
One. Predator, yeah, absolutely.
Either that or the shark in Jaws. I can't decide.
Bruce,
Deathbursters and Alien are pretty, and the Big Queen, right? They're pretty scary too.
Yeah,
I like Fluffy.
Fluffy from Harry Potter.
Oh,
Cerberus, the three-headed dog.
How about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
That's a good one.
Ghostbusters.
Mara, did we hear from you yet?
I'm thinking, like, what's that, like, oil monster from Ferngully?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, that's a little
about Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah.
Dolores Umbridge is a great monster. I like her very much.
Yes.
She is.
Frankly, I'm starting to get a little bit of wind here that maybe, you know, just so you don't waste your costume again, that we should all, you know, show up at a future, you know, recording in costume.
Easy.
Hey, Matt, was that you that was talking about teaching in, like, full cap and gown?
No, you know, that was our Dean of Engineering and Science, Katie Snyder. Just about the time she became our associate dean, before she became the big cheese, she wanted us to play an annual prank as faculty in our college and always teach on Halloween in our caps and gowns. inexplicably. Don't ever say anything about it, and the next day just go back to normal. But a lot of us started getting weird and cranky, like, oh, but, you know, it's not safe in lab. And, you know, I just...
Those gowns are polyester.
I can't let this go without telling the story, because a certain now retired professor who is known for his crankiness on commencement day, Art Hammond from engineering, once tisked Mark during the ceremony for bringing in a bottle of water. And I just, if there is one thing you do not want to do, is to give Mark Benvenuto at least an inch. And he planned for a whole year to back for the next commencement ceremony. He had somebody sew about 40 pockets of all sizes to the inside of his regalia. Waited until everything was perfectly aligned. And one of the students asked for a bottle of water. And Mark had an entire 52-ounce big gulp in and reveals it. And everybody just totally cracked up. But he has had, like, full pound bags of M&Ms, a bottle of wine. It's just like,
Excuse me, can I also sell you some watches, too? So
it's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I just, there's something about, like, being so, you know, like, cold and calculating to wait 365 days to get back. It's George Costanza. I should
Revenge is best served cold, right? You know,
so. Exactly. And now what do we got? Even though people thought that it would be horrific, we've got bottles of water on every student's seat. Well, folks, I'm afraid we've reached the end of our recording session for today. So the time has come to say goodbye. Beth.
Goodbye.
Laura.
See you later, alligator.
Heather.
Bye, everybody, and everybody's pets and children.
Steven.
Bye. Stay safe, everyone.
Jim.
Goodbye, all.
Jason.
Noodles.
And Dave.
See ya.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. We're produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Till next time, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.